You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Aisha Moore, the communications director at AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on April 24th, 2012. April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. At AIDS.gov, we're not only committed to promoting the use of new media, but the responsible use of new media as well. This month, you'll hear from AIDS.gov team members about the importance of this issue. Our federal colleagues are equally committed to raising awareness about distracted driving and are using new media to make it happen. In a Department of Transportation blog post released April 24th, we were struck by the Bridgestone survey of drivers aged 15 to 21 that found one-third of those surveys admitting that they read texts while driving. The blog post reported,
"Yes, there's a growing body of evidence, including today's results from Bridgestone and a survey from NHTSA, that this problem is particularly big among young drivers. But we know that our youngest drivers model what they see around them, and that includes adults who are also engaging in this dangerous behavior."
And earlier this month, the Department of Transportation also highlighted traditional and new media efforts from states across the U.S. and non-federal partners that address distracted driving.
"The traffic safety community has a simple message for drivers. One text or call could wreck it all. The Department of Transportation has worked hard for several years to end the deadly epidemic of distracted driving. But to kick off this month, the DOT would like to thank the states for their efforts in this important safety fight."
AIDS.gov would like to recognize the Department of Transportation's use of new media, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, to support this very important issue. Please follow the Department of Transportation on their new media spaces to learn more. And each of us has an obligation to remind ourselves, our friends, and our family members about the dangers of using new media while driving. What are you doing to support this important issue? Are you guilty of texting while driving? Join the conversation at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.